With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
The famous motivational speaker Zig Ziglar once said, "You're born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win." I try to motivate people the same way all the time, but Zig Ziglar certainly had it right. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at ShalomKlein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at www.tandemhr.com or email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Once again, visit their website for lots of information, www.tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by guest Deanna Shas, Jerry Witkowski, Dan Weinfurter, and David Friedman. We've got a lot of information to share with you, but I'm honored to have in studio our next guest, Deanna Shas. Deanna and I have gotten to know each other over the past few years and really worked together in a number of organizations. And she's here to talk about something really, really important, something I'm just super excited to learn about. I've always wondered, how do you develop that right pitch to succinctly and powerfully describe your organization or your business? Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Shalom. It's wonderful to be here.
So, Deanna, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the conversation, tell us a little bit about why you're so passionate about that subject. And passion is, I know, a word we're going to be using some more of.
Absolutely. So it's how do you immediately, well, first of all, you only have about a fifth of a second to make an impression. That's how quickly people sometimes decide if you are someone that they want to do business with. I would say, too, it's about communications. It's about connecting across people you may not have met, people who are different from you. And it's something I live and breathe, not only in my work and helping other people learn how to do that, but I'm also part of an intercultural, interfaith marriage for a number of years. And I love, it's fantastic when people can come together and find a purpose and a knowledge and understand each other, no matter what their differences are in their backgrounds.
So you understand better than most people how to communicate a message, and you help your clients and your friends do that every day, which is exciting. So we're thrilled that you're here to share some of those tips. So, Deanna, what is the one bit of advice? If you said you only have a few seconds to capture somebody's information, if you were able to talk to some of our listeners, what's the one bit of advice that you'd want to share with them?
Don't give a list of tasks. People often say, what do you do for a living? And they'll start reciting the things, I file papers, I do this, I do this, and you can tell eyes are glazing over. And T.S. Eliot said that if I had had more time, I would have written a shorter letter. So what I would tell people is start with your passion, because when you talk about what motivates you, that's where your eyes gleam, and that really helps draw people into what you do.
And I know my parents are listening now, and they make fun of me all the time for overusing that word passion. They tell me all the time that I use the word passion more than any other word in a conversation. But you know what? That describes who I am, and I think who you are as well, Deanna. You have to be passionate in order to be successful. If you want to really convey a message and convey enthusiasm, you have to care about what you're talking about. You have to care about the causes you're involved in, really every piece of your life. And I'm involved in a lot of things. And exactly as you said, Deanna, I think you summed it up so well. I'm involved in a lot of things, but rather than sort of saying it's this and it's that, every project I'm involved in, every organization I'm involved in, everything that I try to spend even a minute of my time, I'm passionate about it and I care about it. And that's what the show is all about. It's about sharing the stories of success, sharing people's passion that becomes a reality. But Deanna, one of the things that you and I have spoken about is the three P's. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the three P's are, the one is the passion. What's that core value that drives everything that you do? It could be about helping people find jobs. And no matter what you do, I know, Shalom, you've talked about that. No matter what you do, it kind of draws back to, how do I connect people together to help people connect and find jobs or to build business? For me, it's the intercultural. There's usually one common core that drives your passion. But I also say make it playful, because that passion may be something that's important to you. It may be new to the person you're speaking with. And so, for example, the communication that I talk about, make it playful. Remember the old game telephone, where one person whispers in one ear and then the other and the other? By the time it gets out to the public, is your message still understood? And so that's what I do for a business, is to help people make sure that how they communicate what they do is actually understood by those that are receiving it. That's really important.
So that's one of the P's.
That's the second P. Make it playful. What's some sort of image that will help someone who's never met you before easily understand? A doctor. I'm you know, it's like the Roto-Rooter. I'm going to clean out your heart so that it works better. You can always come up with some sort of playful image that makes it more objective for someone to understand you. So that's your second P. The third thing I would say is I wish that it came naturally, but it actually doesn't. To be succinct and to have really good messages, you have to practice, both from the point of view of practice what you think is your passion and what you think is your playful idea. Watch people's reaction. Are they connecting? Are they glazing over? Are they nodding? Because with the elevator pitch, or with telling people about what you do, you don't need to tell them everything you do in that first sentence. What you're really hoping for at the end of that 30 seconds is that person looks at you and says, oh, tell me more. And that's where you can go into the details of how your business might help them, or other specifics of products or services that you offer. But you've got to get them excited, and you've got to get them to want to know more to go to that next level.
Well, our listeners can't see me right now, and our listeners can't see each other, but I have a hunch that many of our listeners are nodding enthusiastically right now in agreement. So, Dana, that actually leads me to my other passion, which is trying to encourage people to sort of live the dream and take an idea and ride the wave to turn it into a reality. And practice is something that a lot of people don't get a lot of. Because when somebody's coming straight out of college and they have an idea and they want to turn it into a reality, they have a business idea or they have a community idea, they haven't had a lot of experience to try to practice that message and practice that passion. What advice do you have for our listeners out there that are young entrepreneurs, young college graduates? How do they turn their idea into a reality if they don't have the experience of those three P's that you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm. So actually, and that's what my company, Intercultural Talk, I say that we like to walk the talk. That's exactly what it's about, is helping people align all of their messaging, all of their things, so they can really do what they say that they want to do. I really think that, and that's what's exciting about being an entrepreneur or being a business person, any relationship, any person you meet is actually a chance to practice, to always have that idea of, here's what I do, here's what I want to do. You never know who you meet, what their connections are, and where that relationship might grow or go. So I would say that any moment, through volunteer work, through your school activities, through even helping your family understand what it is that you do, those are always opportunities with every single person that you meet.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Do you believe that advice that you just shared, the three P's, is different for business and for nonprofit activities, for community activities? Or is it the same idea, that it's those same things that you need to perfect all the time?
I think that it's the same. The difference may be actually in terms of how it manifests or how people react, because when you're working with a not-for-profit, that passion sometimes might be helping someone who's in need, or providing a community service. And so there may be a broader appeal. I think when you're talking about business, sometimes you're starting with your own passion, but you're also starting with a problem that it solves for someone else. And maybe with a nonprofit, it's a problem that we're solving in community. But for a business owner, when you're speaking to someone, it's a question of the service I provide. You know, don't you hate when, I'm thinking now even there are dialysis centers all over the place. You can go on a dialysis cruise. You can go on a dialysis hotel. And someone at some point said, gosh, don't you think it's awful that people on dialysis are so tied to one single location? They started with a problem that they could solve and then came up with a solution for it.
Absolutely. And that comes about, as you said, it doesn't happen on day one. You need to practice, practice, practice. And you need to surround yourself with good mentors and people that can give you good advice. And our next guest knows a thing or two about that. We're going to be talking with Jerry Witkowski, who is actually an author of a book, and we're going to be talking some more about that. But, Deanna, we've got about 30 seconds left. Can you share your contact information so you can continue that conversation about the three Ps and intercultural talk and conversations?
Fantastic. Yes, please. The easiest is always just through the website. So it's interculturaltalk.com. And I invite people to take a look. There's a blog there also with different ideas and tips for networking and perfecting your speech, communication tips and things as well.
Fantastic. And as Deanna Shas of Intercultural Talk just told us, be passionate. Be passionate. And I am passionate about our event that's coming up on October 30th. It's called The Business Event. It's taking place at Block 37 downtown. I hope you'll join me, Deanna, Jerry, our next guest, at The Business Event October 30th. Download podcasts from my show. Find out more information about the event at shalomkline.com. After the break, we're talking more small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. Inbound Eanes is flowing freely. It's the outbound side that's a little tight around Montrose. 24 minutes to Lake Cook from Montrose. The Kennedy coming in is going to be stop and go all the way to downtown with a 26-minute trip to downtown from Montrose, 13 minutes. Outbound side's going to be tight at Diversey. 21 minutes to Montrose to O'Hare. 42 minutes. Express lanes are at 19 minutes. The Eisenhower still tight at Racine to the Circle. 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 17. On the reverse, 27 minutes to Mannheim to Thorndale 40. Stevenson looks good coming in. It's the outbound side that's going to be tight as you approach State Street. 25 minutes to Cicero to the Tri-State 39 and to 355 49. It's 74 degrees and sunny tonight, a low of 63. Tomorrow, a high of 75 and sunny. Next up, Dayton, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I have heard kiddies, regardless of your economic eligibility, everyone gets free breakfast and lunch this year.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
If you're living across the street in a $3 million house, I don't want to see you in line getting a free lunch.
Why do you hate the kids whose parents have accomplished something here?
Everyone and anyone can get free breakfast and lunch.
Well, it is an election year, Amy.
You're right.
All your Chicago Blackhawk friends can thank the governor that their kids are getting a free lunch.
Wake up with John and Amy. Mornings, now starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's Everett Wealth Solutions.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
It's the Animal Stories News Team. Uncle Lair.
And little Tommy.
Here's a chance for you to win a shiny new dive.
Oh, good.
In the event of an emergency and you and your pet iguana have to evacuate, what's the quick way to carry your reptile out of the house? You have 5 seconds.
Okay, let's see. If you have an iguana, I guess I'd carry...
Oh, I'm sorry, your time's up.
What?
You stick your lizard in a pillowcase or a cloth sack.
I was going to say that.
Get more pet tips at ready.illinois.gov.
Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
From Warner Brothers and Alcon Entertainment.
Welcome to Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Looks like winter's being extra playful today.
This Friday.
Winter needs to be paired with another female. I'm giving you 30 days.
All aboard.
Believe in the spirit of friendship.
I don't want to look back on this knowing we didn't even try.
Sawyer's right.
And the power of hope.
We don't know if dolphins feel friendship. It feels like they do. That's not a bad thing.
Dolphin Tale 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday.
This show is all about showcasing the people making a difference in our Chicagoland area. And we've been fortunate to talk with so many of them.
on Get Down to Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. And this week is no different. In fact, this week we are thrilled again to have an in-studio guest. We have Jerry Witkowski, who is a mentor to many, many thousands of individuals, generations of families. He's been in leadership roles in the Chicagoland area. Many of our listeners may have heard your name over the past several decades, and we're just thrilled that you're here in studio to talk about something a little bit different, but something very, very important. Jerry, you wrote a book. Welcome to the show. We're excited to talk to you about The Grandest Love. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Jerry, let's jump into it. Tell us a little bit about your experience and how that led you to author a book.
I was worked for the Jewish Community Centers for over 47 years, and it was never a job for me. It was always a passion. I loved it. There were times at night I couldn't wait to get back to work. So in that experience, I worked with many grandparents and many grandchildren. But the key was when my granddaughter, when I picked her up from school, and I said, "So, Katie, how's school?" And she folded her arms and looked me straight in the face. "Grandpa, I'm more than just a student." And what that did was to help me open up, what is Katie's life? And what is she? I don't know much about her school life. I know family life. But what is her world? And my book is to really focus on how do we enter our grandchild's world. And that's the focus of my book. And I created several ideas in the book that I want to share with you. One was when I talk to grandparents, they say, "What's my living legacy going to be?" And I say, "Don't die until you're dead. Develop a living legacy. Teach your grandchildren values. You're going to leave them valuables, but teach them values." So I created the idea of three jars. I gave my granddaughter, when she was bat mitzvah, three jars, and I promised her $15 a month for a year. And the jars are tzedakah, which is charity, saving, and spending. And the vision I have, or the idea I have before the three jars, the tzedakah jar was teaching her, how do you develop a sense of kindness? How do you help people? How do you help your family members? How do you help kids in school? So, and then how do you contribute to the charities that you want to contribute to? The spending jar deals with, you're responsible for your own happiness. How are you going to decide what you want to spend money on? And also that there's an independence when you have money. You can spend your own money. You own it. And the savings jar was really, how do you develop a vision for what you want to save money for? What is your vision? Your parents always tell you save money for college, but you have an idea what you want to save for. It could be a bike, it could be clothes, it could be anything. But I wanted to teach the idea of vision. So behind my three jars, those are the ideas, the values I was trying to teach. Another thing I developed in my family is the Witkowski Living Legacy Foundation. The board, it's not a legal foundation, but I call it that. And the board of directors are all the grandchildren. I wanted my grandchildren, their siblings and cousins, to stay connected. And how do they stay connected? And the idea was that they were to share their dreams, their passions, their what they're thinking about with each other. And if it costs money to do that, they would have to approve that you can get money from grandpa or from the family to what you want to do. So the idea was, I had one grandson that went to Vassar, and some professors decided they wanted to take their students who wanted to go down to the border between Arizona and Mexico to learn what was going on there. He needed $1,800. He applied to the Living Legacy Foundation, the board, and they asked him all kinds of questions, and they decided, okay, grandpa and the family can give him the $1,800. But he had to share that. The other piece to that is when you come back, you got to teach us what you learned. So that there's a learning and teaching culture in the family. And I discovered that when I was the director of the Jewish Community Centers. They all knew I was the boss, but I wanted to find out. My job was to unleash their creativity and their passion for their work and for service to kids in camp, nursery school, daycare, all that kind of thing. And I wanted them to teach me. I'm the boss, okay, but teach me. Tell me what I'm doing and how I can be more effective. And they said, "What? Can I tell you what you're doing wrong?" I said, "Yes. It's not necessarily wrong, but teach me. My commitment to you is to teach you. Your commitment to me is to teach me." So the learning and teaching culture that I developed in the agency was also, I had it in my family as well.
Well, that's a fantastic message for our listeners. First of all, learn from each other, which is great. And I love that sort of foundation that you set up and that it sounds like you are a partner in that work with your grandchildren, and that's really exciting. You listen, you listen to what they do in school. You listen to what they want to do as they spend, as they save, and as they give charity. And Jerry actually brought in studio a little gift for me, which I really appreciate that. I'm looking at those three jars, and that's a lesson that everybody listening to the show should sort of take to heart and learn from at whatever age you're at. First of all, you could always learn from somebody, and hopefully you have that somebody in your life, whether it's a business mentor or advisor, but family. Family is so important for your business. Family is so important. Hopefully your grandchildren have big aspirations. They should dream big. And hopefully I know that they have somebody really good to look up to that sort of helps them craft that vision. But that vision is their own, and hopefully they're going to go, you know, they're going to reach where you are at, and they're going to surpass you in many ways, and they're going to find ways that they're going to sort of live the dream, as we just spoke about with Deanna Shaw. So many words of wisdom and such great advice for, again, I view pretty much anything like this as entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship takes its form in so many different ways. And whether your grandchildren and any of our listeners, grandchildren or children or perhaps people that they might call their mentee, are considering going into business, you have to have a vision. You have to have a dream.
Let me give you a business idea. This is a study that came out of the Metropolitan Life Mature Foundation. They did a study that in 2010, there were 60 million grandparents. Projected in 2020, there will be 80 million grandparents. Now, you put together the idea that we have unconditional love for our grandchildren. We want to share our resources with our grandchildren. $60 billion a year are spent on grandchildren for medical issues, day camp, summer camp, college. So that if you're looking at a business opportunity, think of the grandparent and grandchild as a business opportunity. The passion that's there for your grandchildren, they want to share your life with your grandchildren. You want the grandchildren to share their life with you. And how do you enter that world, their world? In my book, there are 50 letters that grandchildren wrote about what have I learned from my grandparent. And they are very touching. They're wonderful stories. My granddaughter, who I gave the three jars to, she said, "Grandpa, you taught me how to manage my money." What a value that is.
Sure. And that's great that you're able to share that lesson, not just with your own family, but also with the world at large. And it's fantastic that you wrote the book. I actually had a chance to read the book during my few minutes of quiet time over this long holiday weekend over the past week, and really enjoyed it. And now I have the jars to bring home, and hopefully I'll be able to pay it forward, as we always say on this show, pay it forward and share that message with somebody else. So in about a minute, we'll share your website and make sure people can find the book online. But Jerry, you've been in communal life, you've been in professional life for a long time. What advice do you have for listeners of the show to, again, as I always say, turn their dream into a reality?
My advice for people is really don't be afraid of your passion. Don't be afraid of your love. Don't be afraid of creating ideas and engaging family together. My family meets twice a year, Thanksgiving and Passover. And they say, "Oh, Grandpa, you're going to have us have a meeting again." And my grandson, who just was ordained as a rabbi, said, "Yes, Grandpa's going to call a meeting, and we're going to discuss it. And the agenda is, we lay out the agenda, but not be afraid of that."
At least they know what to expect. I love that. That's great. So, Jerry, how can people find your website? How can people buy your book? And how can people contact you?
They can buy the book on Amazon, just go on Amazon.com, and you can find the book that way. And then on Amazon, you can go into the pages of the book and stuff like that. And it's Jerry Wachowski, the grandest love. .com. That's
fantastic.
All.
TheGrandestLove.com. Check out this site. Check out the information. Jerry, your bio is up there, and I think people will be fascinated to learn more about your rich experience. And again, most importantly, how you're using that experience, using your passion, and teaching family and friends alike how to sort of live that and share the love, which is fantastic. Check out the website. Visit the book. that you could actually, as you said, browse the pages on Amazon.com. And you're all over social media as well. So on the I know people can sort of find that information and read reviews of the book as well. So after the break, we're going to be talking more about entrepreneurship. But what a fascinating conversation with Jerry Witkowski, the grandest love. Thanks for coming in studio. Looking forward to continuing the conversation. Remember, you can get on my website, shalomkline.com, download podcasts from the show, from this segment, find out more information about our events, programs, resources, and opportunities, shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter, @ShalomKline. After the break, more small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
The job site. When I'm banging nails, I got the radio on.
The front seat.
I'm listening on the way to practice after school.
Or the ninth floor.
I got it on at my desk all day.
No matter where you work, we work for you. Breaking news, opinion, insight, plus traffic and weather.
Yeah, it keeps me informed, keeps me up to date.
We're working to keep you on top of your workday so you can be where you need to be at the end of your workday.
Getting home, seeing my kids.
AM 560.
That's what it's all about.
The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiaro. President Obama ready to lay out a strategy to defeat ISIS.
The good news is, coming back from the most recent NATO meeting, is the entire international community understands that this is something that has to be dealt with.
The president on NBC's Meet the Press, he'll deliver a speech to the nation about ISIS on Wednesday. Comedian Joan Rivers, remembered as a great friend and a one-of-a-kind comedian. The stars turned out today for her funeral in New York. Howard Stern delivered the eulogy, and numerous other stars were there. It was Derek Jeter Day at Yankee Stadium, the retiring shortstop thanking all the people he worked with over the past 20 years.
I've had the greatest job in the world. I got a chance to be the shortstop of the New York Yankees, and there's only one of those.
The day broadcast on the Yankees Yes Network. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. The inbound Eden's is still a pleasant ride. It's the outbound side that's touch and go between Cicero and Toohey with a 22-minute trip to Lake Hook from Montrose. The Kennedy coming in is stop and go with a 24-minute trip to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose, 12 minutes. Outbound's very heavy as you approach California Avenue, 18 minutes to Montrose to O'Hare, 39. Express lanes will save you some time at 17 minutes. The Eisenhower still bunches up around Racine, 30 minutes to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim, 17 on the flip, 25 to Mannheim to Thorndale, 38. The Stevenson coming in, no complaints. You do have a crash around Cicero Avenue, so be careful as you approach the area. It's going to be stop and go going outbound, though, around the Ryan to Cicero, 23 minutes to Cicero to the Tri-State, 37. It's 74 degrees and sunny tonight, a low of 63 tomorrow, a high of 75 and sunny. Next up, Dayton, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
This is the show that is all about people making a difference in the community, people living the dream, people developing their ideas, turning it into a reality. And we have nobody better to talk about that with than our next guest, Dan Weinfurter. Dan Weinfurter is a serial entrepreneur. He's been in business in a number of capacities for over 25 years. Dan, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Dan, I don't even know how to summarize all your experience. You've been in so many different roles in so many different ways, growing companies, developing companies. Tell us briefly about what you do.
Well, I have been a serial entrepreneur in business services. There have been in different industries, but the common denominator of all of these companies is the development and deployment of a very effective business-to-business sales organization, and that's what's been able to help these companies drive pretty rapid growth.
That's fantastic. So, Dan, this show, we talk a lot about entrepreneurship. Just before you came on the air, we were talking with a fellow who wrote a book and a really interesting idea about teaching the next generation how to turn their ideas into reality. We had public relations experts. But you know what? What I've discovered in business is that there's no one recipe for success. There's no one thing that you can do that will make something a success, make something a rewarding success. But you got to try a lot of things. Dan, what advice do you have for our listeners?
Well, I too came out with a book late last year, and the subtitle was 10 Strategies to Drive Aggressive Growth. There's certainly more than 10 things that an entrepreneur needs to do to drive aggressive growth, but the 10 are ones that I've found to work pretty well. I think, you know, without going through the whole long laundry list, I think that the ultimate goal for anyone who's trying to drive growth is to select the team that you want to deploy to your market with care and discipline, and make sure that you get great people in the critical roles that drive value for your business. And if there's one overriding principle, that would be it. And the irony is that the hiring process in most businesses is while it's the most important, it tends to be the least disciplined. And so there's a big disconnect between what people should do and what I see commonly occur.
Music to my ears. I try to tell everybody that it's so hard to attract good talent, but make that a priority, make that a focus, find good people that you can surround yourself, both as a mentor and an advisor, but also people that can fill the roles in a company that might not be your core competencies. Dan, it sounds like you take that advice and you live it because you've seen a lot of successes. What's the project that you're most involved in these days?
Well, I have just launched a new business with backing from Driehaus Private Equity. It's a company called Growth Play, and we are focused on going to market with an integrated set of capabilities to help companies drive profitable growth. And it's the idea is to both provide assessment capability to look at a client-facing team's capability and potential, and then couple that with a variety of interventions which tend to get people to a higher skill level and improve their capability and performance. And it's the integrated approach that we think is a bit different. And we're starting with a few foundation acquisitions and then building around that.
That's fantastic. And you are a Chicago-based business?
We are indeed, right in the heart of the loop, 30 West Monroe.
Oh, fantastic. So let's jump onto that subject for a second, another subject near and dear to my heart. What, you know, the economy, we've seen some years of some struggles, and everybody talks a lot. We're in an election year right now, so everybody's talking a lot about the business environment and businesses moving out of state. Do you think our Chicago business community is strong?
I think it's very strong. There is a ton of activity in the startup world today. It's not necessarily all technology-based, which is what you tend to hear about in the paper, but Chicago's a big hub for business services, for consulting, for media, and for manufacturing. And for whatever reason, while those are terrific places to work, they don't get the attention that the hot technology sector gets. But the startup community here is robust, feeding in part on what we have here, blessed with great academic institutions, and there's more than just two. There's a big handful of them that are terrific.
Which sort of ties into what you were just saying, again, finding good people that can help you grow your business, because you and I don't think either of us are jacks of all trades. I think you're probably a jack of many more trades than I am. You've grown many businesses, turned them into your reality, but you got to surround yourself with good people. So great advice for our listeners of Get Down to Business. But Dan, how can people find out more about your ventures and specifically more about you?
I am at personal website is www.danweinfurter.com, and it's danweinfurter.com.
That's fantastic. And if our listeners have more questions about the areas that we just talked about, I think that they'll find a lot about your story and a lot of information on your website, but also your email address is posted very prominently over there. So visit, again, danweinfurter.com. Dan, thanks for sharing your very valuable, very, very helpful advice to our listeners. And looking forward to continuing the conversation real soon with some more advice about small business and entrepreneurship. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Get Down to Business is sponsored in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. Everett Wealth Solutions is a registered investment advisor, financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal financial wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That number doesn't get any easier. It's 708-771-7777. Visit my website, shalomkline.com. Find out more information about events and download podcasts. After the break, more Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. The inbound Eanes is staying steady with its 19-minute trip to Montrose from Lake Cook on the reverse 21 minutes. Kennedy coming in is going to be stop and go 24 minutes to downtown from O'Hare for Montrose 12 minutes. On the reverse, it's really heavy around Belmont with a 16-minute trip to Montrose to O'Hare 36 minutes. Save yourself some time with a 12-minute trip in the express lanes. The Eisenhower's a little pokey as you approach Racine Avenue. It's going to be a 30-minute trip to the post office from Thorndale from Mannheim 17, outbound 24 to Thorndale 37. It's stop and go on the Stevenson coming in at Central with an accident that's blocking the left lane. 38 minutes from 355 to Lakeshore Drive from the Tri-State 28 and on the flip 20 to Cicero to the Tri-State 34 and to 355-44. It's 74 degrees and sunny tonight, a low of 63. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single-source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-853-5621. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-853-5621. That's 1-800-853-5621. Call 1-800-853-5621.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Thrilled to have our next guest on the air. We're talking with David Friedman of Autonomy Works. David, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks for having me.
So, David, I don't think I could do your organization, your work, justice. I'd rather have you explain it, but I'm really, really excited to have you on the air talking about something that is just so important. David, tell us about Autonomy Works.
Great. As you may know, Sean, the world of digital marketing has grown a huge amount. Already it's over $100 billion business and continuing to grow in double digits. And Autonomy Works serves as sort of the back office operations for digital marketers. Every email, every advertisement, every search link has to be tested. It has to be set up in a system. It has to be reported on. And we provide those services to our clients. But what makes Autonomy Works special and what makes us different from our competitors is that we've tapped into a workforce that's sort of been unknown, that has exceptional skills at this kind of work. Every one of our associates has autism or some other form of disability. And these folks with autism, as it turns out, have exceptional skills at repetitive work, at detail work, at process-oriented work, exactly the kind of capabilities that are required to be great for marketing marketing operations.
It's absolutely fantastic that you've identified that, and you're 100% correct. They're beyond fantastic at this job. This is exactly what I'd say the excitement of many. Many people that I know with several special needs, autism and other developmental disabilities that they're so good at and having a job, having somewhere to go and frankly carry out tasks and functions that they are exceptionally good at is a fantastic mission that you're doing, and frankly it benefits our business community in a hugely major way. So it's just really fantastic. When did you start Autonomy Works?
We've been in business for a couple of years. We went into production for the first time in January of 2013. We spent most of that year sort of figuring out the model, learning how to run the business, learning how to make it work. And then this year, in 2014, we've really focused on adding clients. So we have 10 clients now, about 20 people working for us with autism.
Wow. Here in Chicago?
We're located in the western suburbs, yes, but we draw associates, and we have clients from all over the Chicago area.
That's fantastic. And are there plans to expand this and to grow the number of individuals that you're employing and companies that you're able to work with?
Yes, there are. Our goal first is to try to build in the Chicago area a service center, a single location that might have 200 or 300 people with disabilities working for us. Once we've sort of perfected that model, learned how to work at that kind of scale, we plan to replicate the model in other markets all around the country and potentially all around the world.
And I know we're both using the term special needs and disabilities, but the reality is, Dave, these are individuals with not disabilities, but with strong abilities and abilities to really do some great work and really contribute to society in a major, major way. So thank you for identifying this, and thanks for your hard work that you're doing. I'm really looking forward to supporting what you're doing and being an advocate and a resource in any way. David, so how do people, these young adults, these individuals with these special needs, how do they get to work every day?
Yeah, it varies. We relocated our office to be right on the train line in the western suburbs, so about half of our associates take the train. Some of the others drive. Others, in partnership with their school districts or local, other local services, get taken to the office by family or school people.
That's fantastic. And are you connected with? Are you where does your base of employees come from? Do you work with any specific organizations?
Yeah, we have a very strong relationship with the State Division of Rehabilitation Services, and we source all of our candidates in partnership with them. So they provide initial screening to make sure we have the right people, and then we put them through an assessment process to make sure they're a good fit for Autonomy Works, and then they come on board.
Absolutely amazing. So this is really exciting on two levels. This show on Get Down to Business, we talk a lot about business. We talk about creative ideas, people making a difference. And you've identified a need in the business community, and then you've gone and you've hired people. And you've hired something a little bit more unique. We're talking with David Friedman of Autonomy Works. He's employing young adults, individuals with special needs, with autism and other developmental disabilities to employ them and help them fill a job that's critically needed, and it sounds like they do a fantastic job. So tell us, I guess, about your first employee. Tell us about the first person that came on board and how that day looked like on their first day on the job.
Yeah, our first day we had three people come in, and they were all seniors in high school, and this was their first job. And for most of our associates, it's their first competitive job they've ever had. And they came in, and we had a good idea of what we thought they were going to do, and really starting from that very first day, they exceeded our expectations.
Amazing. Amazing. David, thanks for all your hard work. We've got about a minute remaining. How can people get in touch with you, learn more about Autonomy Works, to work together, but also just to support your work?
Yeah, we're active on social media. We have a website. Probably the best bet is to just Google us. Enter Autonomy Works in Google. You'll find our Facebook page, our website, our Twitter feed. There's a Contact Us section on our website that we monitor closely. So if you have any questions or want to get in touch with us directly, that's probably the best way.
Again, the website one more time?
AutonomyWorks.com.
AutonomyWorks.com. We're talking with David Friedman of Autonomy Works. Check out his website. Check out the cool work that he's doing. And David, really looking forward to having you back on the air sometime real soon. After the break, we're going to share some tips, advice, and information about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, as always. But encourage you to check out my website, ShalomKline.com, download podcasts, find out who's going to be on there next week. And, of course, follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. After the break, more Get Down to Business to Success. Let's talk more small business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-718-9937. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-718-9937.
That's 1-800-718-9937.
And you can join me on October 30th at our free Business and Employment Expo. It's called The Business Event. It's taking place at Block 37 downtown. And trust me, you do not want to miss this one. More information on that event is available on my website at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Last month, I came across this post on LinkedIn. Help! What is the recommended amount of time we should be spending per day on social media marketing to help promote our business? The plea quickly drew nearly 200 responses and absolutely no consensus, with answers ranging from none to all day long. The common thread, however, which a good many posts make clear, is that whether you're devoting minutes, hours, or days, you're wasting time if you're posting endlessly about you, your business, or your success. Self-serving, one-sided spiels work no better in social media networks than in personal conversations. So what does work? Here's a roundup of some advice. Know your customers. Know what jobs they're trying to do, why they make the choices they make, what role your brand plays in their lives, how they experience your service and products. Then follow the advice of social innovator Gaurav Mishra and use social media posts to solve a problem or connect around a shared purpose, or both. Be an active listener. Think about how much time you invest listening and learning an industry conference, for example, versus talking. Now carry that ratio over to social media and practice what you preach. Avoid branded content that looks like a glorified press release. Instead, aim for creative and real-time content that is relevant, meaningful, and tells a story. Be more conversational. Incivility needs to stop, says author and Forbes columnist Shelley Israel in a statement that gained widespread agreement among Dell-polled experts. Give credit where credit is due. This is really important. One thing I'd like to see more of is organic linking and sourcing of material, says another expert, Geoff Livingston, author of Welcome to the Fifth Estate, who goes on to say that when something is an opinion, you need to state that. And here's a really funny one. Lay off that hashtag. When asked by Dell what one social media behavior needs to stop, the CEO of Top Rank Online Marketing answers, just stop with the hashtag. And it's hard to do this on radio, but there's a hashtag before every one of those words. Stop it. Stop using the hashtag. Most people don't understand what it's used for. Most people don't understand that that's the way it's intended. Like on Facebook, birthday cards, or on the specials chalkboard, just stop using it. Make it a conversation. Have a conversation with your fans, your followers, your listeners. Realize that fans and followers are overrated metrics. Count shares, comments, downloads, retweets, subscriptions, lead generation, and anything else that prompts human beings to take action upon the quality of something they've read or seen, says technology journalist and author Paul Gillen. In other words, measure interactions more carefully than engagement alone. The consensus, in whatever amount of time you spend, be human, be authentic, be civil, be relevant, be useful and interactive, and share, don't sell. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. One of the most awkward things about attending a networking event is the complete lack of things to do other than network. If you're not actively talking with someone, your only options are to graze the buffet if you're lucky enough to see one, make a dozen trips to the bathroom, or aimlessly wander the convention space looking for the right person to talk with. What if you volunteer to work the event? Think about it. You always have something to do, setting up tables, chairs, working the registration table, assisting speakers and presenters, and helping the event organizers. And the networking opportunities come much more naturally. At the registration desk, you get to have 100 mini conversations with attendees. Write down the names of the folks that might merit a longer conversation or a follow-up email. You'll have a perfect excuse to chat with the event organizers as a volunteer. Ask them about the organization, what they do professionally. Might not turn into an immediate business or job opportunity, but trust me, you've made a contact that will come in handy down the road. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Once again, www.tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also sponsored in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor, financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal financial wealth. You can visit them, everettwealthsolutions.com, or call 708-771-7777. Remember, join me on October 30th at the business event. Check out that information, download podcast from my show on my website, shalomkline.com, and find out who's going to be on Get Down to Business next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. To success, let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance.